1290.
It doesn't matter who the premier is relative to this issue. Whoever the next premier is, or possibly his successor, because the courts sometimes take their own sweet time, whoever that individual is going to have to face this issue, because I believe the Supreme Court is going to order the province of Ontario to provide full funding to all faith-based schools.
There it is. And just before we took the break, we had in conversation Jim Chapman with Paul McKeever of the Freedom Party, and both of them are still with us this morning. And I think we have to decide today. I think Dalton McGinty has to decide today whether Jim Chapman is blowing smoke or whether it's true that the Supreme Court is going to jump in and make a decision on this story.
Well, Andy, I'd like to say something just before we go any farther, before somebody phones and said, oh, Chapman, you didn't do your homework. In 1994, there was a case brought before the Supreme Court of Canada by an individual by the name of Adler, and the Supreme Court said in a dissenting opinion that it probably wasn't their role to make this decision, that the court, that the province had the ability to do this funding, but the court was not necessarily going to force them to do this funding. But there were dissensions on the court, and my position, I said earlier today, I said, I believe this will happen. I believe it will. I think the tenor of the court has changed, and the tenor of society has certainly changed. And if in 1994 there were justices who were saying, yes, we think this ought to happen, not a majority of them, but some of them said, yes, this should happen, my supposition is that this many years later, when this comes to the court again, it is my belief that this time they will make that ruling. So I want to make that clear before somebody phones and said, well, geez, Chapman, you didn't know about 1994, did you? Yes, I do, and I've talked to lawyers about that as well, and that's what I think that means.
What would prompt them to jump in with a decision, Jim, and when might that happen, do you think?
Well, I think it depends on who is going to bring the case before them. We've had suggestions lately from a number of groups. There's a couple of new multi-faith religious groups that have stepped forward. One of them, I'm trying to think of the name, but the Public Education Fairness Network, and they have indicated that they are following this very, very carefully, very closely. I know people in the Jewish community are very concerned about this, that they are, the point has been made to me, and it's been written publicly, it's been in the papers too, that if we do not manage to make it happen with this government, it may be a generation before we have an opportunity for this to reestablish this fairness here in the province.
So okay, back
there are a number of groups who are ready, we are told, who are ready and poised to bring this to the Supreme Court. It won't be one lone voice as it was with Adler. It will be thousands of people speaking for
okay,
this.
Okay, back to Paul McKeever, who thinks you are blowing smoke. Paul?
Well, I know he's blowing smoke. This is exactly what Jean-Claude Chen pulled when the gay marriage debate came along. Sorry, we can't make a decision, and we'll have to leave it to the courts. They're forcing our hands. And I'll tell you, Jim, it's when you do that kind of thing that you make sure that Freedom Party does get votes.
But, Paul, we're not ducking anything. You see, if there's smoke blowing around here, it's coming from your direction, my friend, because we're not ducking anywhere. I said very plainly, I support Mr. Tory on the basis that this is a fairness issue, but there is another issue underlying it that people need to be aware of. If people think that by voting for Howard Hampton or Dalton McGuinty that this issue is going to go away, it's not. And anyone who suggests it is not being honest with the electorate.
Okay, one point of clarification. Paul, we're going to get to you in just a second. One point of clarification. Last night, Jim, you made a reference to Howard Hampton's position on full funding for faith-based schools. What was your comment?
No, I didn't. I did not make that comment. I said that any premier would be forced to do so. The paper today indicated that I suggested that both Mr. McGuinty and Mr. Hampton supported this. I said at no time and in no way did I make that comment yesterday. All that was misreported in the free press.
I think you meant, you said Mr. McGuinty. I think you meant Mr. Tory and Mr. Hampton. So that was a misquote then in this morning.
Well, I think there's something in there about Mr. Hampton as well, or perhaps that was an email I got earlier this morning and I've got the two confused. The point I said very clearly was it didn't matter which premier it was. In my opinion, my belief is they're going to have to face this from the Supreme
Court. Okay, Paul, before we let you go, you're saying Jim on that point is just strictly wrong.
I'm sorry, Andy?
I'm just asking Paul to clarify his position that when Jim Chapman says the Supreme Court is going to jump in and decide this issue, you don't agree with him, Paul.
I don't at all, and I say that as a lawyer and as a lawyer who studied a lot of constitutional law. There was no taste in the court for this. This wasn't even on the front burner until John Tory decided that it was necessary for him to make this Hail Mary bid to save a failing campaign. And
it wasn't a failing campaign. It was a very successful campaign at that time, and I think John Tory deserves full marks for having the courage to come out and tell people what he really believes and not try to obfuscate it with smoke and mirrors and take the shots that he's taken.
Paul,
he stood up like a leader is supposed to do, said what he believed, and he's taken the criticism such as it is. And
Paul, let me ask you. Let me ask you, Paul. Paul, I'm going to stop you there, Paul.
On the same ground as you and say that he's basing his decision on having his arm forced. When I see the leader do that, then I'll have criticism for Mr. Tory. Until then, I have to believe that even maybe you don't agree with Mr. Tory, and that perhaps you're just hiding behind this thing personally.
Well, we thank you for your call.
You that when I said very clearly that I support Mr. Tory. I mean, can you not hear me when I speak? Is that the problem?
Let's move on to our next caller. John, go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. The tenure of the debate merely confirms in my mind that the two greatest curses of mankind is doomed to bear is politics and religion.
Okay, that being said, John, I'm going to stop here, cut you off, okay?
Keep religion in the home.
Okay, let's not go down that road. Address specifically Jim Chapman's warning that if we don't address this issue ourselves, the courts are going to step in. Do you agree with him?
Well, my opinion, as far as the courts are concerned, they're obliged to follow the will of the people.
Well, the courts often do their own thing, as we've seen.
Well, that's the problem, my friend. That's the problem. But as far as religion in schools is concerned, when I went to school, and this is what, 55, 60 years ago.
John, we're not here to bash religion.
No,
that's
not
the topic.
Anybody, sir. I'm merely pointing out that it creates great dissension amongst the people themselves.
Yes,
when you bring in religion into politics.
Okay, we've had that debate. That's a debate for another day. We're talking specifically about this issue of the Supreme Court stepping in. And one more time, do you agree with Jim Chapman that this is a serious thing to consider and the courts may do it? If we don't, and they'll do it with their rules, not ours.
Well, it's like a balloon. You can blow it up until it bursts. I'll let you go, friend.
Okay, there we go. Anyway, Jim, we're just going to have you conclude in your comments. Do you agree with me that John Tory needs to pick up the ball on this one and run with it, and Dalton McGinty needs to respond to what you're saying, and I think he has to do that today.
Well, Andy, I think what needs to happen most of all is the people have to take a careful look at what's really happening here. Is this the kind of issue that you're going to change the government of this province over one way or the other? Whether or not John Tory decides this is what he wants to say in defense of this is up to him. He's made it very clear thus far, in spite of the fact that it is arguably doing him some harm, although not as much as the media would seem to think. Mr. McKeever thought it was some kind of a cheap grab for all kinds of votes. There are only 53,000 of these students in Ontario, and not all of those parents are going to support this. So there weren't very many votes. If it was a vote grab, it wasn't a very good one, and that was not why he did it. He's done it clearly. Read anything he said about this. He's done it because he believes it is ethically the correct thing to do. It is the fair thing to do. And he's taken the slings and arrows from people who've attacked him for being a religious bigot or a racist or whatever else, all the other charges that have been leveled at him, all unfairly. Read what he says, folks. Read what Jim Chapman says about it, and then make up your mind.
Jim, we thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Andy.
Going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with a doctor who's written four books on the issue of creationism saying, hey, there's another way to go on this. I used to teach both theories in the public system. There was no problem. We'll be back with Dr. David Herbert in just a moment on News Talk 1290 CJBK.